You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, An Invitation to Start Over. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Several years ago, a major candidate for the office of the President of the United States was interviewed by the Ladies Home Journal. And at the end of the interview, the candidate said, "I have sincere regrets. My life is filled with circumstances and events that I would change if I could only live life over again." Without a doubt, there are millions today who feel exactly like this famous politician. If it were possible to live life over again, many of us would do things differently, or at least we think we would. Consider the untold thousands of people today who are now grieving in their hearts that they failed to tell their mother or their father how much they love them. Now it's too late. Their parents are dead and buried and gone. Or consider the millions of divorced husbands and wives who now wish they would have done things differently. They now deeply regret the words they never should have said. Or think of the thousands of men and women who now wish that they would have taken their parents' advice and gone to college to better prepare themselves for a job. Or think of the millions of dads and moms who now wish they would have brought their children up in the church. Then maybe things would not have ended up in such a disaster. Oh, the regrets that so many people today suffer. Most regrets are never spoken. You see, people keep these gut-wrenching emotions sealed up inside themselves. They don't want others to know of their failures and their torturous regrets. And maybe this is true also for you. Maybe you have said to yourself, even recently, if only I could live my life over again. I feel so filled with regret. I wish, oh, I pray, that there was some way out of these terrible feelings of regret. Now, my friend, if this is how you honestly feel, or how you've felt recently, then I've got good news for you. You see, there is a way out for you. Your window to forgiveness from your past is spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he says, "Come now, yes, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord, for even though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow, and even though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool." And so then, if the devil has convinced you that you must bear the burdens of your past mistakes alone and that no one else understands, then know this. The devil is wrong. The Lord knows who you are. The prophet Jeremiah says, "The Lord searches the mind and examines the heart." Your gracious Heavenly Father understands these burdens, and at this very moment, and in love, God is inviting you to cast all your burdens upon Him. God is saying to you, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Oh, my friend in Christ, your life can become as positive as it was when you were a little child, and as filled with exciting possibilities and new dreams as when you were a teenager. This new attitude about life is possible because in Jesus Christ and in His sin-cleansing blood shed on the crucifixion cross, God has the power to forgive all of your past sins and all of your many mistakes. The Almighty God has the divine power to remove entirely and completely your sins and your burdens of guilt and regret. Have you ever seen these little toys that children receive at Christmas time called magic slates? Well, children write or draw on these little toys, and then when they are done, they lift up the top pages of these slates and zip! Suddenly, the picture or the writing is removed, never to be seen again. This is the way it is with God in Jesus Christ. You see, when you trust in the power of the sin-cleansing blood of Jesus, then all of your past mistakes are zip, they are gone, forever removed. Oh, I know also that some of you may think that your past actions or decisions have been so foolish and even so bad that God would never take you back. But remember Peter in the Bible? Peter was one of Jesus' closest followers and friends, and for 2 or 3 years Peter followed the Lord Jesus wherever he went. But then the real test came, and Peter failed miserably. This all happened at the trial of Jesus Christ. At this trial, some people tried to accuse Peter of being one of Christ's loyal followers. Peter, however, denied the accusation 3 times. And if we are totally honest, and as we look at this situation, Peter was one of those disciples who, because of his sin, Christ could have forever written off and forever abandoned. Jesus had every right to do this, but the Bible says that in his mercy, Jesus did not do this. In the Gospel of John, chapter 21, we read that after Jesus had been crucified and after he was raised again from the dead, some of his disciples had gotten together at the Sea of Tiberias. They were together, the Bible says, Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and 2 others of his disciples. And as they were gathered there, Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And the other disciples said, "We will come with you." They went out, the Bible says, and they got into the boat, and that night they caught absolutely nothing, no fish whatsoever. And when the morning came, Jesus was standing on the beach. The disciples, however, did not recognize that the person that they could see at a distance standing on the beach was Jesus. So Jesus called out to his disciples in the boat, "You do not have any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No." And then Jesus said to them, "Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch." They did what Jesus said, and they were in for a surprise, a tremendous surprise. You see, they immediately caught so many fish that they were unable to haul in the net. The Bible then says that the disciple, therefore, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And John, of course, knew immediately that it was only Jesus who could produce such a miracle. And so when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, and the Bible says he threw himself into the sea. The Bible tells us that Peter, who had so terribly denied his Lord only recently, was now so excited about seeing Jesus again that he jumped into the water immediately. Peter wanted to be with Christ. And at that point, Jesus could have said, "Peter, get away from me." But Jesus didn't do this. Instead, graciously and lovingly, Jesus took Peter back. Oh, how often we read the Bible all too casually and we miss some of these little incidents like this that are so very, very important for all of us. The beautiful lesson from the Bible today is this. Jesus took sinful Peter back, and he will also take you as a sinner back also. And so if you today have regrets over your past mistakes, it is now time for you to do what Peter did. Don't delay. But by faith, jump into action. And through sincere repentance, return to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop wondering whether you are good enough to be received by him. Can you imagine what it must have felt like when Christ's disciples learned that this Jesus whom they had denied so recently, that he was alive again? Can you imagine the guilt and the regret many of them felt when they realized that they had denied their Lord? What would they say? What could they say if Jesus ever came to them again? Would he now deny them? Oh, this must have surely been a burning question in the minds of the disciples. And of course, this is also a very burning question for many of us today, because we also have denied the Lord. Have you ever been in a situation where people have cursed and taken the name of the Lord in vain and you have said nothing? If you have, then you have denied the Lord. Have you ever been in a situation in life where you have needed some real help, but instead of turning first to prayer, you try every other means of escape or rescue? Well, if you've done this, then you have denied the Lord. Or has anyone asked you to go to church or to attend a Bible class and you have said, "No thanks, I am not interested"? Well, my friend, then you have denied the Lord. Oh, it's a great thing to experience the good news that God in his mercy daily offers to forgive all of our mistakes and our stumblings and our past bad decisions. No greater message can our ears ever hear than that God forgives us surely out of his grace and mercy in Christ. Oh, yes, you and I need to know not only that, but why God is offering us full forgiveness. You see, there is a temptation to believe that God has changed his mind about our sin. However, this is totally impossible. God never changes his mind concerning our past failures. In the Bible, we read, "I am the Lord, I change not." God is not offering the full assurance of the total forgiveness of all your sins and mine because he has changed his mind. God is offering you, my friend, total forgiveness and perfect pardon for all of your sins simply because somebody else has paid the price. And this somebody who has undergone the terrible suffering and paid the bloody price and died for all of your sins, this man's name is Jesus. You see, in the Bible, Galatians 3:13, we read that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "In him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of God's grace." In the book of Colossians in the New Testament, in chapter 1, we read that in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. And so then, my friend, God is now offering you complete pardon and total forgiveness for your past sins, not because he has changed his mind about the seriousness of your sins, but rather because Christ has paid the price, the terrible price, for your sin. And this good news is not something to sit around and passively think about. When we hear this good news of God's forgiveness, we need to jump at the occasion, just as the Apostle Peter did. You see, Peter also had a sinful past. This even included denying Christ. And when Peter saw Jesus crucified for his sins and raised again for his justification, Peter could not wait. He jumped into the lake of Tiberias and went to Jesus. And Jesus received him back. And so now is the time for you to jump at the offer of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. Focus no more backwards at your failures, but instead fix your eyes of faith ahead toward a wonderful future made possible through the crucified and resurrected Christ. And so then let today be the end of all your regrets and your past sins and failures, and instead know for sure that Jesus Christ will receive you back unto himself just as he did his disciples. Confess your sins unto God. You see, the Bible says that if we say we have no sin, then we are only deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, then God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so then, my friend, this is your day and your hour. Follow the example of the Apostle Peter, who also had sinned. You see, when Peter fixed his eyes on his failures, then he felt terrible. But when he focused his eyes of faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter had no choice. Peter simply jumped into the Sea of Tiberias and went straight to Jesus. Oh, now is the hour for you also to jump into the sea of God's love and directly into the ocean of Christ's mercy. Don't delay. Confess your sins today and look back no more. But instead, look ahead and go forth forgiven and empowered and filled with confidence for a new life of great joy in the Lord Jesus Christ and his perfect forgiveness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.